Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Because of Mishnah Aleph, which discussed the need to follow the local minhag, the next three Mishnayos discuss other halachos that follow the local minhag. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where this Mishnah actually appears in basically identical form, explains that Chazal made a gezerah not to sell behemagasa, that is, large work animals like cows and oxen, donkeys, horses, etc., to a non-Jew. And the reason for that gzeira is so that you don't end up loaning or renting these large work animals to a non-Jew, because they could, and probably will, make it work on Shabbos. And we, as Jews, are obligated in Shvisas Behema. We must make our animals rest. We're not allowed to have our animals work on Shabbos. And so, in order to protect us from Chilul Shabbos, by having our animals working on Shabbos, even while they're in the possession of a non-Jew, as a rental, or a loan, the Chazal altogether did not allow us to sell Behema Gasa, large work animals. Because of this, some places also had the minhag not to sell smaller animals, not to sell non-work animals like sheep and goats. These are called behemadaka, smaller animals. Sheep and goats, of course, don't really do work. They just graze. And so there's no reason to not sell them to non-Jews, but they're developed this minhag in some places not to sell these non-work animals to non-Jews, because we don't sell the behemagasa to non-Jews. And so our Mishnah Gimel tells us, Makom Shinahagu Limkor Behemagat Dakalakoyim, in a place that it is the custom to go ahead and sell these smaller animals, sheep and goats, to non-Jews, Mochin, it's perfectly permitted to do. On the other hand, Makom Shinahagu Shelo Limkor, in a place that they are accustomed not to sell these behemos dakos to non-Jews, even though that was not part of the original gezeira, ein mochin. It is forbidden to sell smaller animals in places where it is the minhag not to do so. Uvechol makom, but anywhere, the Mishnah tells us, what we already just discussed a moment ago, ein mochin lehem behemagasa. You cannot sell them these larger animals, these large work animals, like cows and oxen, donkeys and horses, because they do this work. And not only that, but the gezeira doesn't only include individual animals that are actively working, but it also includes the entire category of those animals. So it even includes agalim v'siachim. Agalim are calves, so baby cows. Usiachim, young donkeys. So adolescent or junior donkeys. So these animals don't actually do work, but they will. And so the gzera includes the entire species, because as they grow up, they will certainly be working animals. And it also includes not only shelemin, you know, whole animals that are capable of work, but even ushevurin, even includes broken animals, meaning not able to work. Disabled, we'll call them. Animals that are not healthy or for whatever reason can't do the work that they would normally do. So, of course, if they can't do the work, then with that particular animal, there's no concern that you will loan it to a non-Jew and he will do work with it. Because that's not how gzeros work. We make a gzera on a whole category, and the whole category is these behemos gasos, even ones that are too young to work or too disabled to work. Rabbi Yehuda matir reshvua. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The disabled animals is almost a separate category, right? And so that's not included in the gzera. Any animal that is unable to work, so then that's not included in the gzera, because presumably if the guy wants to buy those animals from you, he's going to kill it to eat, because it's not useful otherwise. It's not an animal. Cows make milk, but other than that, we're talking about animals that are really not so useful if they can't do anything. Oxen, not very useful if they don't if they can't work. Donkeys, not very useful if they can't work. And horses, not very useful if they can't work. So probably he just wants them for the meat. And that, of course, is not a problem, because that would not lead you, selling meat would not lead you to renting animals. And so Rabbi Yehuda says that's not a problem. The Chachamim, of course, disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say, no, it's a categorical isser. We say All behemagasa cannot be sold. We don't make exceptions. Ben Becerra, a third opinion, Ben Becerra mati besus. Ben Becerra says, well, horses are permitted. Horses are excluded from the category. Why are horses permitted? Because Ben Becerra says that because riding horses is very different than plowing with an ox or even carrying a load on a donkey. Because riding a horse is asa derabanan. And plowing with an ox is asur d'oraisa, and carrying burdens with a donkey is asur d'oraisa. And so horses that that one would ride on, the only thing that could possibly happen is that a non-Jew would ride on it on Shabbos, which is itself d'rabanan. And so now we have a d'rabanan to protect the d'rabanan. And so Ben Becerra says horses are not included. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham say, no, horses are included. First of all, sometimes people do load stuff up on horses and carry them as beasts, use them for beasts of burden. And second of all, it's part of the category. And even though it's true that riding a horse is also d'rabanan, but it's still part of the category of having animals work. And Chazal want to protect us from having our animals work on Shabbos, and therefore horses are included in the Isser.